Peace, Starseeds. You have just tuned into the latest episode of Astro Daily. I am your hostess, Angela Marie. And Astro Daily is a daily podcast that talks about the cosmic conversations the sky is having every day and the way that this affects the human thinking process and human behavior. This introduces a newer element of science known as emotional intelligence. You can follow us all over the internet so you can learn more. The easiest path to take is Snapchat. We can be reached at GeminiVixen2020. That's GeminiVixen2020. Make sure you follow us, check out our stories daily, and support the different things that we're talking about on there and help us share, please and thank you. And then activate your own zodiac profile. Through your zodiac profile, you'll begin to get to know different areas of your own personality. So all of this can make sense. Ote, we have three cosmic conversations taking place on today, February 28th, which is Sunday. So let's go into what this means right now. So Starseed Collective, today we get one additional astral announcement than we had yesterday, okay? And we don't have any subconscious transits, but our first cosmic convo kicks off 34 minutes into our conscious hours. All three conversations from today involve our fields, and the convos are themed in peace. The day ends just over an hour past noon, graduating our fields. So let's see what all this even means, okay? The first transit is when our Virgo moon trines with Pluto in Capricorn at about 6:34 a.m. So we're beginning our day about 34 minutes into our subconscious hours, and our hardworking fields are smoking a bong with Pluto. And Pluto is our planet of creation and destruction. Now, Pluto is in hardworking and perfectionist Capricorn. So Capricorn and Virgo are, you know, hardworking zodiacs together. And it's all earth energy. So this is a very grounding conversation that we are witnessing right now, okay? Scorpio is the native zodiac for Pluto. So together, Scorpio and Capricorn energy as a team can enjoy the best of both worlds. As long as Scorpio avoids attempting to control, and Capricorn can keep its cool. Now, this could lead to a hella one-sided emotional life, okay? And that's when we want to tap into that internal, maternal, feminine energy, being that Virgo full moon, you know, as powerful as it could possibly get, whatever the challenges are, bring them on. We are facing all of that while taking in some good and doing the work to relax our central nervous system on a cosmic basis. And even though the one-sided emotional life could be a lot to take in, we are awakening our feelings. And Scorpio is helping us do that. It's the ghost of Scorpio, though, because Scorpio's energy isn't directly involved in this transit, but indirectly it is. So regardless of how uncomfortable it could be, adventures are calling our name and saying, go travel, discover new places, get to know new people, eat that new food, okay? Live a lot, not a little. Now, the second transit of the day is when that Virgo moon trines with Mars in Taurus at about 9:57 a.m. So maybe 3 hours later, our field smoked the fattest J ever with the ram in a tutu. And Virgo is basically like taking a bong to the head, inhaling the medicine of the marijuana plant, and legit asking Mars, like, how the hell have you been able to stay present in your journey? Because my G, you are a ram and you're wearing a tutu. How is this working out? You know, I know you're uncomfortable. You've been uncomfortable. You've been beat up, and you are the beat up planet. So how can you balance yourself? How can you make it work? And Mars hits the bong himself, you know, getting all that Taurus energy grounded. As Taurus, as Mars in Taurus is hitting the bong, you know, it's a ram in a tutu, and flowers are appearing all around the ram in a tutu as he's hitting the bong. And Mars is, excuse me. Mars is basically like, yeah, dude, like, it has been uncomfortable AF exploring myself, especially wearing this damn tutu. And yeah, initially there was massive discomfort and I was also embarrassed. But you know what? There was also willpower, because this is an order that I have to live out from a power that's much bigger than me, the planet Mars. The willpower that I found within myself to carry out my own soul mission, to be courageous, regardless of what the other planets were saying about me, what they were doing to, you know, trigger me. I found the strength within myself. And I got past my discomfort and my embarrassment. My willpower and courage are leading me to a land I'm very unfamiliar with. So my advice to you is just to always remain true to who you are. Follow the guidance of your heart. Practice being open with you. Practice with yourself. And that's going to attract your tribe. Remain connected to your tribe by exploring different activities your soul invites you to explore. The more practical your approach, the more resourceful you will become. Okay? Okay. So that was a pretty dope cosmic conversation, huh? Shouts out to the Virgo moon and the ram in the tutu for bringing to perspective how to handle uncomfortable situations that require courageousness and willpower. Our third and final transit of the day is when our feels graduate from Virgo to Libra, happening at about 11:15 a.m. So we're ending our day about 2 hours later with our feels graduating from hardworking and controlling Virgo to cheerful and open-minded Libra. Our conscious collective focus as a whole, okay, is on balance and harmony. We just want things to be balanced in our world. We want peace, love, and happiness, as Al Green would say, right? That's totally the vibe. So romance, love, and union are the focus right now. And our hearts are guiding us. And this may be the most scary journey we have ever experienced. But you know what? That's why we're here on Earth. And the planets are saying, yeah, this is supposed to be new. Some elements are familiar because we've had certain conversations before, but we've never had it in this time. So the human collective and the planets and the asteroids and all the cosmic things, energy entities are working together as one to unify, because that's why we're all here on Earth. Okay. Well, that completes today's show. Thank you guys for tuning in to Astro Daily. Follow us on Snapchat. We are Gemini Vixen 2020, GEMINIVIXEN 2020. And I will holla at y'all on the other side. Peace.